You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
It's all on the line. 1 hour from now, we are taking you until first pitch, Yankees and the Red Sox in the American League wildcard game. And it is all right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Your phone calls in just moments. What you're worried about, what you're confident about. Gerrit Cole, his place in Yankee history, potentially right in the mix tonight. What goes right? What goes wrong? It's all on the table for you at 800-919-3776. 800-919-ESPN on Twitter. It's at Chris Carlin. The Instagram, and of course on the TikTok at That Guy Carlin. My friends, there's a few things that I really like right away about what the Yankees did today to get ready for this game tonight. Number one is that they opted to put a third catcher on the roster for the game this evening. Why is that important? Well, it's flexibility. It gives you the chance to pinch hit Gary Sanchez, or it gives you the chance to potentially play Gary Sanchez if you run into trouble with Gerrit Cole. Now, look, he hasn't been great lately, but we all understand that Sanchez at any point can run into one and deliver in a big spot because, frankly, we have seen it before. The Yankee lineup tonight, I absolutely love it. I love it, and I know you're thinking, what? It's top-heavy. Yeah, it is. There's no arguing that. But the smart thing to do was to give Gerrit Cole the absolute best defense that you could tonight, and that's exactly what the Yankees did. The lineup, in case you don't know it, Anthony Rizzo's at first, leading off. Love that. Absolutely love that. Aaron Judge in right, Stanton DHing, Joey Gallo in left, Torres behind Gallo. And I love that because that gives you an opportunity to make Gallo actually get some decent pitches to hit as opposed to maybe having Brett Gardner behind him if you had led Torres off. That would not have been an ideal situation. At the very least, Gleyber gives you a little bit of protection for Gallo to get a chance to run into one. Another one where he could, at any point, hit it basically to Vermont. And then there's Gardner, Urshela, Higashioka, Velasquez. It was smart. It was very smart to play Andrew Velasquez tonight at short and Urshela at third with Gardner in center. You knew Higashioka was going to catch, but giving yourselves the best chance to win and giving Gerrit Cole the best chance to win is with that defense behind him. And the Yankee lineup as it is should be able to get to the requisite number. What is the requisite number to win this game this evening? 5. If the Yankees score 5 runs, they will win tonight. They could win by scoring less if Cole delivers a performance that, frankly, he should. Frankly, he's expected to. 7 innings, 1 run tonight, 9 strikeouts for Cole. Fair? More than fair. And then you turn it over to an exceptionally deep bullpen. I understand he has been bad in the month of September here and early October. The last 30 days, his ERA is north of 6. He has not pitched great in Fenway Park this year. We can talk about the sticky stuff all you want. Gerrit Cole is here to deliver tonight. This is why the Yankees paid him. Last year, he pitched well in the postseason. Tonight, elevate, elevate, elevate. The Red Sox lineup that he will be facing is as follows. Kyle Schwarber leading off. Kike Hernandez in center. Devers at third. Bogarts at short. Alex Verdugo in left. Renfro in right. Plawecki doing the catching. Dalbec at first and Arroyo at second base behind Nathan Eovaldi. The chances here for the Yankees to win this game, as we were discussing a few minutes ago with Don LaGreca, lie most early and late. They lie in the hands of Cole, and they lie in the hands of Aroldis Chapman. This is not going to be a game where Chapman or Cole or anybody has a terribly long leash. If Cole's bad, if he gives up two runs in the first inning, expect somebody to be up early in the second inning if he gets another runner or two on. The bullpen is entirely too loaded to let this get away from you quickly. This is not sticking with him too long. Remember a few years ago with Severino in the postseason, sticking with him too long, and the game got away. That's not going to happen again. Aaron Boone is not going to make that same mistake twice. And so with the pen that he has behind him, as loaded as it is, he will not only have the possibility of using a guy like Severino for extended innings, having Chad Green there, having all the guy Peralta there, having the guy from Pittsburgh whose name is escaping me at the moment, having the depth that they have on this team in this bullpen right now, they're not letting this get away. They're not letting this get away. And I love the fact that we're going to be in that position tonight. Clay Holmes is who I was thinking of, obviously. You have Herman. I mean, think about this. You have Herman. You have Loaiza. You have Michael King. You have so much to work with that you don't have to screw around. You can go to Nestor Cortez if you absolutely needed to. You don't want to, but you could do it if you needed to. And they did the smart thing with the third catcher, as we talked about. There is so much here to chew on, and we're leaving out the thing that makes Yankee fans probably the happiest more than anything else besides winning this game tonight. Andrew Heaney designated for assignment. Greg Allen is on the roster as a pinch runner, I'm sure. There's so much here to work with, and I think they've got a great chance to win this game tonight. I think they will win this game tonight. There are other things to dive into, including some extra motivation that the Yankees have given the Red Sox in a couple of different spots. We'll talk about that in moments. But you're next. 800-919-3776. Get on board. We hit the calls here very early, and we hit them often through the next hour, literally up until first pitch tonight. Yankees looking for anything tonight. Aaron Boone earlier asked about Bucky Dent flying out to the game.
I haven't seen him or talked to him yet, so hopefully I can connect with him before the game. One of the reasons I know Bucky now a little bit is I guess our connection. You know, we've thrown out first pitches together, we've done signings together, we have that sort of bond together, right?
Middle name.
And middle name together. So that's been cool for me to, you know, get to know him a little bit. Such a good dude too, and you know, for me growing up in the game and a fan of the game, you know, I knew who Bucky Dent was, you know, playing in the 70s and 80s. So that's a cool connection.
He's been absolutely everywhere today. He was on with Michael earlier, and he's at the game tonight. They're looking for anything, and I don't blame him. 800-919-3776, we get to in just a few moments. The Yankees giving a little bit of raw meat to the Red Sox in advance of the game. We begin with Adam in West Hempstead. He's going to start us off tonight on 98.7 ESPN. Adam, what's up?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to talk about the advantage that this bullpen has, but Gerrit Cole's going to come out dealing tonight. This guy's not coming out of the game. It's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be tough for the Yankees to score runs. Evaldi pitches pretty good against us sometimes, and he seems like he's going to be up to the occasion, I feel. But I don't think Gerrit Cole's coming out of this game at all. I think he's going to deal.
So what is it that has you as confident as you are in Cole? We lost him. Look, he may do that, and it'd be fantastic if he does. And the thing to remember about this is that he is, this is the moment why he's here. This is what he has to do. I'm not even asking for a complete game. I'm not. I'm just asking for him to pitch the game he is supposed to pitch in these spots. And I won't lie. My two biggest worries in this game, the starter and the closer. I'm not worried about the Yankees scoring runs tonight. The starter and the closer. Ilya in Fort Lauderdale is up next. Ilya, what's going on?
Good evening, fellas. The planets are aligning, and it's pretty insane. You just played Thunderstruck, which I've been playing for my kid and his flag football team, which are called the Thunder for the past 2 weeks. My favorite movie of all time is Better Off Dead, and I haven't listened to you guys in 3 to 5 months. And you, as soon as I turn on the radio, you guys are talking about it. So I don't care if Garrett Cole goes 6, 5, 9, whatever. If he gets the job done, gets his money worth, perfect. Let's go Rangers. Let's go Yankees. Let's go Giants. Let's go Heinicke for Greg and his Washington football team.
Or Peter. That's fine. Thanks for the call. I don't know what most of that was, but thank you. Arthur in Five Towns is next. Arthur, what's up, dude?
How are you?
Good.
So early in the day, I heard Buster Olney, and Hernandez was originally leading off. Now he's batting second in Schwarber. Buster seemed to think that Cole needs to throw some soft stuff early. I'm not thrilled with Gallo leading off, but you defunct that.
Gallo's not
theory.
Leading off. Gallo's not leading off. It's Rizzo.
Okay. But he's got to hope for a fastball and blow it out.
Well, look, Rizzo talked earlier about the fact that he wanted to be aggressive and he wanted to get after it. In fact, here he is.
I love it. I never done the postseason, but I'm excited. I'll be ready to go and set the tone. Get the first opportunity in the 2021 playoffs to do something special.
What do you like about it? Besides, you know, what you just mentioned, is it you guys get first crack at?
Yeah, I mean, my goal is not to let Eovaldi settle in whatsoever. So to be aggressive, he's an aggressive pitcher in the strike zone, and I'm sure he's going to come out firing today with the adrenaline and everything. But it'll be exciting. Schwarber leading off too. Talked to him earlier. It's pretty cool. Coming full circle, playing against, you know, a really good friend, leading off as well. Not your prototypical leadoff hitters, but no, he's excited about it too.
Yeah, but at the same time, this was a good move. This was, this was better to me to put Torres behind Gallo to give him just some sort of protection. Because if you're looking at any of those other guys and they're behind Gallo, Gallo's got no chance to get anything going tonight.
I hear you. Cole is, this is $350 million. Do you have any extra Valium, may I ask?
I don't. Maybe it's Tylenol right, PM. I don't know what to tell you. Thanks for
thank
the call.
You.
I don't want you to fall asleep, but I don't know what's going to chill you out a little bit. Some herbal tea? I don't know. Hey, I get it. It's a stressful game. And we talked about this last night. You get into these playoff games and you start counting down outs either way. We only have 8 outs left, or we only have to get 8 more outs. That's how you feel about it in the postseason. It's got such a different feel to it in general. Not just with all the pressure, but how you look at the games. Bruce is in Flushing. Bruce, how you doing, man? How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling very confident. I think the Yankees are going to win. But 3 points. Number one, I think Velasquez was a great idea. I called for it the other day. He's going to be very good at shortstop, and I think a la Bucky Dent, he's going to have an important hit. Wouldn't it be great if Vasquez homers right down the pesky line? It would drive Red Sox fans crazy. Number two, did you hear about the lottery ticket?
No. What was this?
Last night in Boston or surrounding area, the lottery numbers was 1978.
Oh yes, I did hear that. I thought you meant about the Powerball. I did hear that. That one of the pick fours or something like that was 1978.
Yeah, and last point, I know Boone's not going to do this, But if Cole gives you seven, you bring in Severino for the eighth. If I was manager, I would bring Loaiza for the ninth. But I know he's not going to do that. If you were manager, what would you do?
I'm going to give Chapman the ninth inning, but I'm not giving him very long. If somebody gets on base,
or available, would you go to him before Chapman?
If who's available?
Loaiza
is the guy that I'm holding back. Loaiza is the guy that I want behind Chapman if he gives up, you know, if a couple of base runners get on. That's the guy I'm going to immediately. Because would you agree, Bruce, that Loaiza is probably the guy that you have the most faith in that bullpen in right now?
Oh, without a doubt. But
exactly.
The question is, if you bring in Chapman in, it's a one-run league. So when do you bring him in? When a guy gets on first?
I think it's two runners on. I think it doesn't matter where. I think it's two on, and he's out of the game.
Okay, Chris, take care and enjoy the game, and the Yankees will win tonight.
All right, Bruce, thanks for the call. I don't buy into the, you know, the 1978 and all that stuff. You know, I don't get too much caught up into all of that kind of thing because I don't think that really means much. But I would also say that they win this game. It's because those two guys, like I said, it's on the front end and the back end. It's Cole pitches well, and it's Chapman closes it out. I start to get nervous if there are two on, even when I bring in Loaiza, because he's already in a hole at that point. Now, two things here. In case you didn't hear about this, over the weekend, MLB had to address if there was a four-way tie, who would be playing who and where. And as the teams in order, if there was a four-way tie, the teams in order in terms of when they could choose and where they could choose, it was Red Sox had first choice, Blue Jays had the second choice, Yankees had the third choice, and the Mariners had the fourth choice. And the reason was it went in the order of what the records against each other was. So the Red Sox had the best winning percentage against those three other teams. Then it was the Blue Jays, then it was the Yankees. So listen to Jeff Passan on this interesting little subplot from ESPN Daily with Pablo Torre today about how this played out.
On Saturday night, Major League Baseball went to the four American League teams that were still in the wild card race and essentially asked them, okay, if there are ties or if you end up here, what team do you want to be? What is your draft pick? And the top seed, Boston, said we will be Team A, which means we get a home game. The second seed, Toronto, said we will be Team C, which means we get a home game. The New York Yankees had the third pick, and they had their choice, Pablo, to play at Fenway Park against the Red Sox in the case of a four-way tie, or at Rogers Center against Toronto. And the Yankees wanted to play the Red Sox more than they did the Blue Jays, which tells you something about just how dangerous the Blue Jays were and how much they are lamenting having missed the postseason by one game, but also tells you something about what the Yankees think about the Boston Red Sox. They think that they are vulnerable. They think that they can beat them. They think they are going to walk out of Fenway Park as American League wild card champions.
So there's that little tidbit. The Red Sox knew about it. Boone was asked about it earlier today, said he kind of wishes it didn't get out, but it got out, and the Red Sox knew. And so here is Kike Hernandez on that topic earlier, being asked about the Yankees wanting them.
We knew about it. We don't really talk about it because we had some business to take care of ourselves. But, you know, they swept us the last series here. So they wanted us, but at the same time, you know, you can't blame them. They feel pretty good about the fact that they swept us here and they felt comfortable playing here. But, you know, they wanted us and they got us now, so. Win or go home. That's it.
Okay, so there's that. So you know the Red Sox are going to use that before the game today, right? Right. Number two is Stanton. Stanton, about 4:30 this afternoon, and I'm sure that part of it was his social media team, put out a tweet with highlights of Stanton hitting the ball all over the place, crushing the baseball, including at Fenway Park. Not just solely, but including at Fenway Park. And Stanton tweeting, "We will not be stopped." And part of it was also with Michael's call of, "You can't stop him." And so Stanton adds a little fire to it, kind of out of nowhere. And that's surprising to me, because Stanton doesn't strike you as being that kind of guy, but you do that this afternoon, you're firing up your own teammates a little bit, but you're also firing up the opposition. So the Yankees go into this having poked the bear a little bit, and we'll see if that has any role in this whatsoever. 800-919-3776. Robbie's up in Massachusetts. He's next. Robbie, what's going on?
Hey, Chris. I just wanted to mention something about tonight. You know, I think Cole will pitch very well. The key is for the Yankees to get the lead, obviously, and they have a better bullpen. But what kind of stupid batting order is this? Top heavy at the top. Doesn't Boone believe in table setters? Anthony Rizzo batting 246. And how do you put Gallo behind Stanton? You put Glaber behind Stanton. Gallo's hitting 160 for the Yankees. And if Gallo doesn't decide to bunt up the third baseline, I'll go crazy. Because Gallo had 212 strikeouts. Chris, when did baseball become so ridiculous? When did baseball stop? You know, I grew up with Mickey Rivers, Willie Randolph, Derek Jeter, Chuck Knoblauch, or reverse, it was Chuck Knoblauch, Derek Jeter. What is going on with baseball? Why is it so ridiculous? I don't get it. Why would you put a top-heavy lineup like that? You got more strikeout hitters. It's ridiculous. Somebody's got to put
first
the ball
of all, what are you going to? Are you going to hit Stanton eighth? Where is seventh? What are you going to do there?
No. That's not the point. Why is Anthony Rizzo leading off? What does he give you as a leadoff?
Anthony
hitter?
Rizzo is leading off because his on-base percentage is 100 points higher than his batting average, and he's done it before. He hasn't done it in the post.
Go first to third on a single.
Well, that's not going to be a big factor when they're talking about it, though. That's not what they're thinking about it when they do it.
What kills me, too? When I watch Tampa Bay, you know, Tampa Bay are like the poster child for why I can't stand watching baseball now. The guy removes a pitcher in the third inning the other day, up 7-1. This is the problem with baseball. I mean, do you remember back to 1991 when Glavine and Jack Morris actually pitched a complete game and Morris pitched 10 innings? Yep. You'll never see this again. I mean, how the kid from Boston the other day pitches perfect for 5 innings. This third time around the order, Chris, is a bunch of garbage, but I really believe tonight that the Yankee bullpen is superior. If the Yankees take the lead in this game, I think they'll win. If they fall behind, that's going to be a problem. But I think Cole's going to pitch great tonight. I really do. I think Cole has it in him, and I think they'll win. So I agree with Bruce. So we'll see what happens, buddy. Enjoy the game, and we'll see what happens. So
you too, Robbie. Right, thanks for checking Chris. In. I like the fact, thanks for the call, that they are leading off with Rizzo as opposed to Torres, because they were. What would they do? They would hit Rizzo second, and they wouldn't have anybody behind Gallo. I mean, we know this, right? Do you want Gardner hitting behind Gallo? No. At least Torres gives you a little something behind Gallo. Just something small to work with. And Torres has some pop in his bat. I'm just going to play this because it's news and because it literally was posted on Twitter a minute ago. And it's Trevor Bauer, who actually put out a short video just now, literally during the commercial is when he tweeted it. And I just listened to it. I'm looking for any of the information that he is referencing, but here this is right now. Just because it's news, we don't have to spend time on it, but I just want you to be aware of it so you hear it, and we keep you updated, basically. So this is Trevor Bauer putting up a video on his Twitter within the last 3 to 4 minutes.
Hey guys, I know you haven't heard from me in a while. I look forward to speaking about the false and materially misleading allegations in the future, but for now, this is what I'm able to share with you. One legal matter has been resolved. The judge's detailed decision is available and it speaks for itself. There is a pending matter, which I'm not able to speak about at this time. So with that being said, I'm going to be rolling out some baseball content here throughout the postseason. This is a channel that aims to celebrate baseball culture and entertain. And I love bringing you guys along for that ride with me. So I'll see you all in a video here soon.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb, Trevor. If he's referring to the one, the restraining order that was denied to the woman, that was back in August, as that being the one that has been resolved and one legal matter is pending. But, like, dude, nobody right now cares remotely about any baseball content that you're going to put out. And this is just another case of Trevor Bauer really not understanding what the hell he's doing. Anyway, I'm not going to spend any more time on it. I just wanted to make sure that you knew about it just because it just literally came out a second ago. 800-919-3776. Anthony in Bay Ridge is next on 98.7 ESPN. Anthony, what's going on?
Chris, I got to tell you something before I get into my point. The baseball PR people are just, they're having a great season between what Pete Alonso said to tell the Met fans to just relax. Everything's going to be fine. Now you got this winner saying what he's saying.
So, well, I guarantee you he didn't run that through any PR people. He just did that on his own because there's no way any PR person would take away his phone if they were smart.
They tackle him. Chris, yeah. You know, I keep hearing people saying that if the Yankees don't win tonight, you got to get rid of the manager. And I just can't agree more. But the problem I see is this. When Joe Girardi was let go the season before he was fired, the Yankees had an unbelievable overachieving season. They made it to Game 7 of the championship series and were probably a wire on a guy's chest away from going to the World Series. He just hasn't lived up to that. Every season since the four seasons he's been here have been underachieving seasons. The Yankees were the odds-on favorite to win the AL this year. And they're coming in. We have to go to a one-game playoff in Fenway Park? I mean, this is just not good. But the problem with Boone is this, Chris, and I think you're going to agree with me. Whether it's Aaron Boone, whether it's you, whether it's me, or whether it's my mother, the Yankees have become a strictly analytical team. And that is going to be what it is. I know he said that he gets an outline of what to do and he's able to deviate from that. If you believe that, then you also believe that I'm the Queen of England. It's just not true. He's told what to do, and that's the end of that, and he has to follow those rules. And anybody who comes in, Buck Showalter ain't coming, Bruce Bochy ain't coming, these type of guys are not going to come for the simple fact of they're going to take that information and they're going to do what they want to do. They're not going to do what they're told to do. So they'll bring in another Aaron Boone, and that's going to be it.
But that's the point. There's no reason, and thanks for the call, Anthony, that Boone needs to be fired this offseason. Aaron Boone, this is not his fault. You're right. The fact that they're in this game, I'm not jumping up and down because they made the playoffs. No, absolutely not. You're in a situation that you shouldn't be in. You're out here waiting to play in a winner, loser, go home type game when you're supposed to win the division, when you're the Yankees, and they didn't come close to that. So, frankly, it is not a situation to be celebrated, but it's where they are, and if they win tonight, that's all that's going to matter. Now, there was the question of Gio Urshela after what happened the other day, and how healthy was he going to be. We talked about this with Meredith Marakovitz last night, and she rightly pointed out, like, you're going to have to wait to see how he's feeling. Well, here he was earlier today on just how he's feeling.
I mean, right now I'm feeling really good, to play today. I mean, still a little bit, like, some bruise and swelling and little pain, but I think I can play through that.
And so he is playing third base tonight. He is batting seventh. And here is Boone, his quote, talking about Urshela earlier today. It actually went well, but I do feel like he's not quite 100%, being that shortstop is kind of a second position for him. I just think he'll be more comfortable with him starting tonight at third base. I wouldn't hesitate to move him over in a big spot, But I felt like to start, it made the most sense to have him at third, and that brought Squid into play, meaning Velasquez, and I feel good about the defense we have out there. Look, the Yankees have the best defensive team on the field that they can have behind Gerrit Cole. So this is your ace. You have to give him offensive support, which I think they have, and I think they've structured it about as best they can. And while it might seem that it's a little bit of a top-heavy lineup, you have done enough defensively to where there is no excuse for Cole here tonight. This is quite seriously and literally the best defensive team that the Yankees are capable of putting out on the field. By far. By far. 800-919-3776. We are roughly 25 minutes away from first pitch. And I am literally taking you right up to first pitch. The game is here on 98.7 ESPN. And you will hear it all beginning at 8:08 when first pitch is. We are going right up until that very moment. The lines are open for you at 800-919-3776. We will hear more from Aaron Boone and his spot in Yankee history in just moments, and we will hear more from you in just moments, my friends. Let's roll. Joe at Colonia up next. 98.7 ESPN. Joe, what's up, buddy? Excited for tonight?
Yeah, you know what, Chris? I am excited for tonight. I'm very superstitious. And with Stanton and the Yankees, we're wishing for Boston kind of makes me nervous.
Why so?
You know.
You don't want to poke the bear.
Exactly. Just go out and play the game. Keep your mouth shut and go out there. Why give any other team, you know, anything to give, you know, take against you?
Joe, I don't disagree, and I was frankly a little bit surprised, but the Yankees, all they did, they were asked what they would do in that instance as far as picking the Red Sox to play against, and it got out. So, I mean, the Red Sox knew it already. There's nothing about that. But the Stanton thing, well, I was a little surprised by.
Well, but with the Yankees, when they were asked, who do you want to play, just say, whoever shows up will play.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. They have to look at it logically. And Boone tried to sell it today, like, and thanks for the call, Joe, enjoy the game tonight. Boone tried to sell it today, like, yeah, well, you know, we don't want to have to go through customs and Boston's as close. Come on. It is not about getting across the border. That was not the concern. It was not the additional 45 minutes in flight over Lake Ontario. That was not the problem. Let's be real. I did like the fact that he talked about customs. How about the fact we didn't want to face Guerrero again? How about we've had enough of Marcus Semien this year? Yeah, that's what I thought. 800-919-3776. Sam in Marlboro, New Jersey is next on 98.7 ESPN. Sammy.
Yeah, Chris, thank you so much for taking my call. Yo, great show as always, man. I know, you know, the game's going to start soon, so I just got to make two quick points. You know, for the Bauer thing, yo, it's amazing how much influence you had. I keep refreshing that video, and it's amazing, like, all the likes and the viewers goes up. I think it had a lot of, like, effect on it. And also, I see it like a desperate man. He's trying to save his career, man. He might never play again, regardless of talent. Like, you know, he's so...
I don't know what team would want him after all of the details. Whether or not he's guilty of a crime, the fact that he would do that to a woman is the real problem, and he doesn't seem to get that.
Yeah, and there are some, you know, it depends who you believe. If he was, you know, guilty of that, I don't see him playing again. But I think he's trying to get away from it all and update his, you know, fans. But before I second quick point, before I forget, the Boone thing, the whole Keith Cashman's puppet, come on, man. Like, these people need new material. They've been saying that for how long? But listen, they're going to win, and then it dies down. It's just like, how do you know, like, Boone's going to it amazes me. And also, you know, Cashman signed through next year. I see two more shots, and they're good shots, especially this year. So, like, it, you know, it's, I think Cash was one of the best GMs of all time. And I know people are going to hate on him, but he's trying to make his legacy, and we'll see what happens. Thanks for taking my call, Chris.
No problem. I think Cashman has been a very good GM at times in his career, and other times he hasn't been such a good GM. Because when you have all that you could ever want to deal with or to work with, like he has throughout his entire career, well, there aren't a whole lot of excuses not to be winning every year. You know, every once in a while it's going to happen, but let's face it. The payroll that they have right now to be just here when the Rays are just frankly doing it a lot better, that doesn't wash. It doesn't wash at all. Alex in North Carolina is next on 98.7 ESPN. Alex, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Chris, I'm very confident about Gerrit Cole tonight. I believe that he's going to go and do at least 6-7 innings, and the rest of the team is going to take care of it. I believe Gerrit Cole is going to go and blow them out, and the bullpen is going to take care of the rest of the business. And thank you for taking my call. I believe
what, just real rock. Quick, real quick, what has you as confident in Cole as you are?
Well, he pitched in the playoffs before. Well, he did good, right?
Yeah. He pitched a wild card game last year, 2 runs over 7 innings. The Yankees bombed the Indians in that game. They blew it open when Sanchez hit the grand slam. And look, he pitched well in that game. He pitched well in game 5 last year on short rest. But this is another opportunity. And he has not had a great season, and this is why they brought him here. So I don't I guess for me, considering he hasn't pitched well this year, that's what I concern myself with.
I think that he's got like there's a term like he's got something on his back that he's about to come and reveal it. He's got something on his back. He's going to come and show up himself and reveal himself who truly he is, and I believe that he's going to come and show it up tonight.
Appreciate the call, Alex. We'll see. I'm not doubtful of that. I just find myself concerned about two things in particular. Number one is his ability to pitch a big game this year, just considering what the season has been like, how he's pitched in Fenway Park, and how he has pitched lately. Those are the number one and two issues for him. And on the back end, Chapman, for me, would be the other. What are your big concerns tonight? 800-919-3776. How about Buddha in the Bronx? What's up, baby? You're up.
What's going on, Cat Daddy? It's four persons of interest in this cape of the night. Aaron Boone, the human shield. Low-hanging fruit for the fans. The human shield for Brian Cashman. Yankees don't win this game. He doesn't survive this. Aaron Judge, you got a chance right here to become, cement yourself as one of those guys that came up to our system. Gleyber Torres, you got to earn your keep. You know, you had all the promise in the world. We don't really care about what happened. This is your chance to earn your keep. And then with Mr. Cole, you know, who cares what happened before, good or bad? This is why they paid you the big bucks, literally and figuratively. Go out here and do the damn thing. We get to the next round, anything can happen. Got that Porterhouse, got that Johnny Walker Black about to put something in the air. Let's go Yankees, baby. Come on. Let's get this enthusiasm going. Let's get this enthusiasm going, people. Come on.
I like it. I like it, Buddha. Thanks for the call. With Johnny Walker Black and the Porterhouse ready to go. I dig it. Unfortunately for me, it's going to be some ice water and a chicken wrap. Not quite the same. Look, you make an interesting point, though, about Gleyber Torres. A lot can be forgotten pretty quickly for Gleyber. A lot can be forgotten pretty quickly. And this is somebody that has had postseason success before. You know, Gleyber, he hit pretty well last year in the postseason. Hit pretty well in 2019. In the postseason, he has had a nose. I don't want to say a nose for the moments, but he does seem to be okay in these spots. You don't necessarily worry about him. So with everything that's gone wrong for Torres, a big night like tonight can go a long way there. Can go a long way. Or your calls. Lines are open. 800-919-3776. Yankees, Red Sox coming up in just a few moments. They got Jerry Remy out there tonight to throw the first pitch, which is awesome to see. Jerry Remy, one of the best guys out there, and has been dealing with personal and health issues all season long, and a lot over the last several years. Has had cancer that he's been dealing with for a long time, and so they're bringing him out on a golf cart right now. I don't know if he's going to throw the first pitch technically, but they're honoring him before the game tonight. Yankee lineup, once again, Rizzo at first base, leading off. Rizzo leading off. I love this. Judge in right, Stanton the DH, Gallo in left, Torres batting fifth to give Gallo a little bit of protection. Then it's Gardner in center, Urshela at third, Higashioka the catcher, and Velasquez at short. So Velasquez playing short tonight gives the Yankees about the best defensive lineup that they could put out there this evening to support Gerrit Cole. And, you know, look, I think that was definitely the way to go tonight. Urshela at third, still a little bit banged up, as Boone said earlier today. Shortstop is a secondary position for him. So having this lineup the way it is, you might think it's a little top heavy. Okay, but I do think the better defense is going to help here. All right, couple of calls. Let's get them in. Mike in Rockland is next, 98.7 ESPN. Mike, what do you got?
Hey, Chris, real quick. Thanks for taking the call. Go Yankees. And the only thing that worries me tonight is Alex Cora outmanaging Boone with the game on the line, because I just feel that he has the edge in that matchup. And I just want to shout out the Tap House and go Yankees. Thank you very much.
No problem, Mike. I think with Cora, you can absolutely make the case that he has the advantage over over Boone tonight in managing, but I think Boone has more weapons to work with. Boone has a stacked bullpen to work with. That's exceptionally encouraging. And he's got Gary Sanchez on the bench if he needs one big swing. Now, look, I don't think that you absolutely love everything that they have to work with on the bench. You know, you've got Greg Allen on the bench. You can, you know, if you could be in there for pinch running. You can also be in there in case you have any kind of an injury with Gardner in the outfield or whatever. You've got Wade, you know, you've got Rougned Odor on the bench, and you've got a third catcher in Rob Brantley. If you're wondering who they did not put on the roster for this game, it's Jameson Taillon, because he just pitched on Sunday. And they are loaded if they need to go to somebody else. They've got Herman, Green, Holmes, King, Loaisiga, Severino, Cortez, Peralta, Lucas Letke. They have Jolie Rodriguez. I mean, they've got plenty of guys to go to tonight in any kind of situation. So they're carrying 12 pitchers, and that, I think, is one situation that will give them an awful lot of flexibility. If Cole doesn't have it early, they can have a quicker hook and not be worried as much about the depth. So there's a lot there, I think, to feel really good about from a Yankee standpoint. So we have got the call right here on 98.7 ESPN. You are keeping it right here. It is Dave O'Brien and Xavier Scruggs on ESPN Radio. Yankees, Red Sox. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow talking about a Yankees ALDS against the Rays. This should be highly, highly entertaining tonight. Looking forward to watching it. I hope you get a chance to enjoy every last second of it. The game is, of course, on TV, on ESPN as well. Enjoy the game, everybody. Yankees, Sox, now.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.